You heard it here first, folks. It's all the same fight. I've been saying that for years. Democrats freaking out, trying to keep Trump out of their cities. Why? They're targeting and picking up these gang members under the guise of, hey, we're going to bring down Democrat crime. So there's two things going on here. There is Trump basically using these, you know, city takeovers, talking about Chicago as a way to mock the Democrats on crime, knowing they'll double and triple down defending criminals, trying to keep them on the streets, right? Let America see who they are. But the second part of it is knocking down these networks. And you may say, well, shouldn't we just concentrate on our enemies like China? It's all the same fight. Did you see that? This is blowing my mind. Headline, Chinese networks laundering billions in cartel wealth through the USA. Okay, folks, this is just during Biden's term. With numbers this big, the Democrats have to deliberately ignore this to let the money flow as China partners up, merges with the cartels, and the cartels in China merge with the Democrat Party. And we know that for a fact. We ended the week last week with the New York Times, remember? I can't believe they reported it. The New York Times reported China, the CCP, is now calling the shots in Democrat primaries in New York, backing some candidates financially through Chinese business people's clubs. Those are just arms of the CCP, while spending money to kill off others. They're calling the shots. And so the New York Times is even raising the alarm. Oh my gosh, you're watching the Democrat Party take over in New York by China. Yes, you are. Been warned about this for years. So's Russia. They said it was inevitable the Democrats would merge with the CCP and China would end up controlling, you know, parts of America's vassal state. You're watching it. Listen to the extent of it. The U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network said banks flagged $312 billion, with a B, in transactions from suspected Chinese money laundering networks. Now, this is just the course of the Biden administration, January 2020 to December 2024. They came from 1,375 Bank Secrecy Act reports. Those are flags that look like money laundering. So the banks will put them on it. This is just Chinese and cartel money laundering. The Chinese are laundering money for the cartels through U.S. banks. They're saying because Mexico's banking laws are so much stricter. Where's the money coming from? This is jointly earned money by Chinese and mainly Mexican cartels. Listen to this. Through real estate transactions, casinos, human trafficking, that's the 500,000 kids they sold, and even laundering through assisted living homes in New York. The networks use Chinese students, well, we're going to have 600,000 of those on visas now, up from 329,000 under Joe Biden, so shame on us. By the way, Trump reversed that end of week. We'll see if he sticks with it. Chinese students studying in the U.S. to help facilitate some of the schemes. Real estate alone accounted for 13% of the total, the vast majority doing the laundering, U.S. banks. Money laundering networks linked to individual passport holders from the People's Republic of China enable the cartels to poison Americans with fentanyl, conduct human trafficking, and wreak havoc among communities across our nation. Why is China knee-deep in this? Well, why do we catch China smuggling 19,000 fake licenses in here for the 2020 election to commit voter fraud via absentee ballots? So the same thing, they're protecting their criminal networks. What do their criminal networks do? Well, beside profit, they move voters in, replacement voters, to put the Democrat Party in total power, and China wants to take that over. That's your picture right there. That's the big, so it's not just Trump and crime, and he doesn't like crime in these cities. This is hand-to-hand combat to take back territory from the cartels and China, but then I repeat myself, and the Democrat Party can't tell where one ends and the other begins. It is the theme of the show. This is a war. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network report makes it appear as though Mexico has tighter controls than the United States does, which it does, leading the money laundering to be done here in America. Mexico's currency restrictions prevent large amounts of U.S. dollars from being deposited in Mexican financial institutions. They got to launder it here. What's in this for China, red state, right? The Chinese Communist Party, no doubt, is wedding and speaking on. Yeah, they're helping the Democrats. That's why they were directly involved in the voter fraud. And remember what the FBI had to do when they found out about it. They not only shut down the investigation into the 19,000 licenses. By the way, that was just a small tranche of what they brought in here to do the fake voter registrations, the fake, you know, absentee ballots. Why? Because they want to move people in here, help the Democrat Party take over. They're going to take the Democrat Party over. You see it already in New York. It's what I'd do if I were evil. The Chinese Communist Party, they're seeing, is then using the money, wait for it, to buy up American real estate, including farmlands and land around military bases. It's all the same story. It's like a bunch of stories, but it's not. Scott Greytock, an anti-corruption attorney and deputy executive director for Transparency International U.S., said the U.S. is considered one of the best places in the world for money laundering. Now, red state rates. This is where I've been the whole time. China's up to something. They aren't working with the cartels and laundering money for entertainment. They aren't buying up farmland for no reason. And by the way, they're buying up commercial real estate like it's going out of style. The Chinese Communist Party under Chairman Xi wants to see China surpass the U.S. as one major world power, and they know that time isn't on their side. They can't take us yet, a knockdown, drag out fight. And then, folks, what are they doing? They're inside our networks. They're inside our water treatment plants. They're inside all of it. The cartels in China is the same. So when you see Trump going in there, and he's got FBI, he's got all of those people, and they are aiming to take down the criminal networks. You're talking, it's been 2 weeks, 81 wanna gang members, many cartel, some U.S. criminals. Same story. That's what's going on. But this is a war for territory to reclaim it from the violent international Democrat cartel Chinese Communist Party nexus.